Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, Action Requiring Neurological Programs, comes from the audio program, The Art of Empathy, a training course in life's most essential skill, with Carla McLaren. Steve Lazard, a producer at Sounds True, was with Carla in the Sounds True studio for this recording session. Here's what Steve had to say about this week's producer's pick.
It was a blast working with Carla in the studio on this program. She has such a wonderful sense of humor, which clearly comes across, and also a beautiful and open heart. In this selection, Carla shares research she's come across that allows for a deeper understanding of what emotions are and why they arise. What I love about this explanation is that it takes the stigma of good and bad out of our emotional states, and it allows us to look at our emotions from a place of wisdom, where we can learn to see our happiness, anger, sadness, or anxiety as a call to some action or another. I hope you enjoy this week's selection.
You can download this entire program, The Art of Empathy, at SoundsTrue.com. And now our producer's pick, Action Requiring Neurological Programs, with Carla McLaren.
In my research, I finally found a description of emotions that speaks to the empathic understanding that I developed over a lifetime of work. And this was from the neuroscientist of emotion, Antonio Damasio, who discovered that emotions are action-requiring neurological programs. This is such a wonderful definition, because you don't hear anything in there about emotions are bad or wrong, or you need to run after them or run away from them or lie about them or have this one more or have that one less. Emotions are action-requiring neurological programs. And so when you have that definition, the questions aren't, well, how do I get rid of emotions? Or how do I decide which ones are bad? But what actions do I take? How do I understand what actions each emotions require? It's wonderful how Damasio came to this, and I think it's very telling how he came to this, because our understanding of emotions has been for so many centuries so distorted and so troubling that, for instance, me, little empathic people, have to turn completely away from normal understanding of emotions in order to survive. Damasio works with brain-injured patients, and he has the unique opportunity to actually meet with and work with and talk to people who physically cannot feel certain emotions. And you would think, well, if I didn't have to feel emotions, I'd be so smart, I'd be like Mr. Spock on Star Trek, you know, I'd be logical. And as it turns out, that's not true. Damasio actually had a patient who couldn't feel emotions. And what he found as he was sitting there, he asked the patient after the end of a session together, he said, well, would you like to come on Wednesday at noon or on Friday in the morning? And the man sat there for 15 minutes while Damasio watched open mouth and explained every possible difference between the two times and days. Everything, traffic patterns, weather, how he would get there, what was going on. And Damasio finally realized, oh my word, I've got another patient coming in. And he was just amazed to see that this man had all the data in the world, but that he could not make a decision. And Damasio said, okay, well, how about, you know, Wednesday? And the man said, okay, and left. He didn't care. And Damasio kind of went, huh. emotions help people make decisions. The data was there, but the man could not attach any value to any of the data. He could not make decisions because nothing inside his body or brain told him this is the right thing or this is the wrong thing. There were no emotional signals to help the man take action. He also looked at patients who didn't have the supposedly negative emotions of fear and shame. And you would think, wow, if I didn't have fear and shame, I could do whatever I want. You know, I could live free. Shame is awful. But what he found is, especially with the person who couldn't feel shame, this person had early brain damage that inhibited her capacity to feel shame. And she was a walking disaster. Because she couldn't read social cues, what shame does is it helps you, when it's healthy, it helps you understand how to behave socially so that you can see when you've had a negative effect on others and that you need to apologize or make amends or change your behavior. And this young woman without shame was insensitive, unapologetic, unreliable, self-endangering, other-endangering, and she was so disruptive that she eventually had to be conserved. She could not live on her own without shame. And so Damasio thought, wow, shame is an incredibly important social emotion. And then with a woman who couldn't feel fear, she had an unusual condition where the amygdala, which is a little almond-shaped part of the brain that processes fear among other things, her amygdala had become totally calcified in a very rare condition. She couldn't feel fear, and she couldn't identify fear on the faces of others. She was an artist, and she could draw facial expressions of other emotions, but she couldn't draw fear. And though she could still do her art and live her life, she was not terribly safe in the social world because she couldn't identify who was safe and who wasn't. People had taken advantage of her many times because she didn't have the instincts that fear gives you. What fear does is it helps you identify change, novelty, and possible hazard, and she couldn't. So she also couldn't live independently because she didn't have access to this incredibly important emotion that, you know, I see bumper stickers that say no fear. And what I've learned to do is sort of pull aside and let that person pass me because no fear means no instincts, no sense. And so Dr. Damasio was able to say, wow, emotions are so important to people that they actually can't live independently without their emotions. And I think it's fascinating that the person who discovered that was the person looking at injured people, that our understanding of emotions is so troubling and so troubled that we have to look at someone who, you know, constitutionally cannot feel shame in order to understand what shame is for. I mean, if you're looking at it in the research, I figured out what shame was for, but I did it by stripping away the emotional training that we've gotten over the centuries. It is very problematic, and there are four problems specifically that we all share, we all agree with, and that absolutely, positively will lead directly to emotional confusion because they're all, I don't want to say good and bad, I want to say positive and negative, but they're wrong. They're wrong. And these four problems are valencing emotions, expression and repression, not understanding nuance, and not understanding quantity.